Check 1 2 1 2. G-Lou. I'm a motherfucking legend. I'm a motherfucking legend. Yeah, mic check, one motherfucking two. No introduction needed, we seated as G-Lou. Back for another fucking session. So for album number 20, I'm a motherfucking legend. Been all around the world, seen a whole lot of extras. Got a lot of dead homies, seen a whole lot of stretches. Never trust police, they ain't here to protect us. All they ever did was crash, harass, and disrespect us. Shout out to the G's from Tennessee to Texas, California to Spain, I'm here to bring you this message. Never stress it, finesse it, and manifest it. I stand to be corrected, cause I'm a motherfucking legend. Lucky like a seven, stay smoking good like Devin. So when I die, I got a one-way flight to heaven. Shout out to my brethren who overstood the lesson and played a part of me being a motherfucking legend. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking legend. Verse 2, without a clue or a question. 2022, label me as a legend. Never won a politic or preach, I'm not a reverend. I just try to get the homies out the streets and teach them lessons. I'm like a blessing in the sky, so I rise on them. In the loving memory of Pac, I'ma ride on them. I'm the soul of the streets, I provide for them. Everybody slipping nowadays, so I slide for them. This is time, homie, so we gon' set it off. 32 days a month, we ain't taking off. It's a new day, so I made a new play. Broke it down, cut it up, split it up in two ways. G-Lou with my little homie Maniac. California, homie, we the ones who gon' bring it back. This the track where I set the record straight. So in memory of Nip, I'm going down as a great. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking legend.
Shit ain't made for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, everybody ain't gonna be a fucking star. Everybody ain't gonna be this shit. Everybody ain't gonna be what you are. It was 60 niggas that you was rapping with, and out of them 60, you the motherfucking one. And you can go back and try to help all of them, but guess what? Ain't none of them gonna ever be you. And I done it many times where I done tried to make niggas stars, rapped on their shit, took them on tour, damn near gave niggas my shoes, my clothes, my everything. Here you can have all. I can't make you a star. Stars are born, they're not made.
Stars are born, they're not made. Welcome to the motherfucking G-Lou Show 2024 edition. G-Lou, the beautiful, world-famous OG Queen Jean. We are back for another year and another session. I know the last few weeks been kind of crazy. Blog Talk been tripping on us, trying to get things, I don't know. But everything is a setback for a come-up. In 2024, we are back. Brand new year, brand new content, brand new shows. The Queen is back better than ever. G is back. Got the homie Maniac going to be kicking it with us. Everybody in the chat, in the call, in the vlog, everybody still rocking with us after 11 years. We thank you and love you. We're going to bring you more great Blog Talk Wednesdays, West Side, Flashback Fridays, OG Sundays, all the good shit. We're going to keep on bringing it. Shout out to Cousin Marcy, too. Shout out to Tweed, Cadillac, all of our extended family, BTP Media Group, DD Harrison, Street Level Clothing, our YouTube channel, Reverend Ali. I mean, all our loved ones out there, we love you all. Thank you for another great year of Blog Talk Radio. We're going to bring it to you. I am G-Lou. Queen Jean is in the back. I'm going to bring her in 1 minute. Let me kick it off like this. Give me some ice for my beverage, and we're going to get this 2024 cracking like this right here, y'all. Be right back.
Happy New Year! You know you need people like me.
You do.
So you can point your finger at and say that's the bad guy.
Keep chilling on the beat, by the way.
I enjoy doing this shit, I might never retire. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. For the last 6 months, I've been torn with 50. But all y'all waiting for me to do is talk about Diddy. Y'all heard what happened, y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about the shit that yeah.
Y'all do.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy,
Jamie Foxx, I lived some bad coke and almost died. Probably had fentanyl in it, I'm just glad he alive.
Damn.
When these niggas gon' learn, they gotta leave them drugs alone. Nigga, Jamie Foxx came back looking like a fucking clone. Sick crazy, crazy like a motherfucker. Blueface, the first rapper to fuck Soulja Boy baby mother. She was there in video, he had the evidence. Think about it, Soulja Boy been kinda quiet ever since. Cricket. He was trying to scream a little bit, but that shit ain't work. Deep down inside, you can see he was really hurt. Wanted them to keep beef, and shit was amusing. Never thought I'd see Soulja Boy on the internet losing. Donald Trump got locked up, had to take a mugshot. He got the same district attorney, bitch, Young Thug guy. Free Young Thug, I'll give him bail, let's be fair. He been going back and forth to court now for like 3 years. Y'all really doing too much now, that's a lot. Young Thug, niggas wanna know it's Gunna or Rat or not. If he is or he ain't Young Thug, just say this shit. Cause the album kinda hot, but I don't be wanting to play this shit. Nigga, just say something, so the shit be confirmed. Lil Baby calling him a rat, they not on good terms. Gunna diss Lil Baby on the track, say he in business with a snitch, he called his boy some rat. Whoa. That paperwork on P from QC ain't adding up. 1090 J-Cat, that nigga mad as fuck. He even accused Finesse 2 times of ratting. How that nigga 1090 Jake always know what happened? Why that white boy always dubbing black people business? Rilo came home, Lil Boosie said that nigga snitching. I don't know what Rilo did or didn't do. Lil Boosie was out here saying T.I. snitching too. Then he apologized, T.I. was bugging out. They did an album together, that shit ain't never coming out. Look, even if it do or it don't, who cares? Shit, ain't nobody really out here waiting to go and hear that shit. Troy Ave really went to court and got on the stand. Nigga snitched on Tax Tone cause he bodied this man. Supposed to keep it in the streets, I hate when niggas tell on niggas. I don't fuck with Tax Tone, but I don't be with some jello niggas. Troy Ave lost his chain on the night all that shit happened. It was fake, 7 years later found out Mano had it. Crazy hot niggas just be out here taking L's. Tax Tone got Joe Buns punched in the face of jail. Joe Buns had told Tax Tone to suck a dick. So Tax Tone got Joe Buns punched in the shit. And Joe Buns said Drake album was whack this year. Then Drake broke down Joe Buns whole rap career. Just realized this year ain't no rappers get shot. That's a good way to celebrate 50 years of hip hop.
Think about it.
Lil Meech and Summer Walker still fucking. He was helping her with her groceries. That girl was his cousin. The White Howard said he's not gay. We don't believe him. He was with a man in the tranny trying to force a threesome. And now he in court for basically trying to rape a man. He got kids. I know they seen that shit all over Instagram. And Blueface still saying that kid ain't his. He said Chris Sean fuck Offset and Cardi B crib. He really went to the internet to go write that. If it's true, why you gon' snitch on Offset like that? He put the date and the time up, nigga had proof. How you cheat on Cardi B for a bitch with a missing tooth? Hope you ain't play yourself and hit that nigga. Cardi was on the Graham calling you a bitch ass nigga. Sexy Red made a sex tape and I saw it. I think she got pregnant while she was getting recorded. And I heard her say she caught chlamydia twice. That bitch ratchet, let me try to give that girl some advice. It's okay to shake your ass and put your hands on your knees, but put a condom on to avoid catching STDs. Your pussy pink and your booty hole brown. You serious little girl shouldn't be listening to that shit, period. Nigga, all the shit I talk about, I should be the last to hate. Kiana like Ian ass and getting her ass ate. That nigga YK Osiris try to kiss her, knowing she like Ian ass and she still diss the nigga. Meg Thee Stallion out here saying she no longer for the streets. Tori got 10 years for shooting that hoe with her feet. Damn. She was out here fucking, I ain't know she was that loose. When me my new boyfriend got knocked out by Papoose. He looked like Papoose a little bit, he battle rap. All the females is mad at Remy for cheating on Pat. Well, allegedly, respectfully, cause they ain't divorced yet. Nicki husband was really outside waiting on Offset. Nicki did 220K when her shit dropped. Meek and Ross did 31K, they shit fly. Elliot Wilson was saying on Lil Cop tonight, cause Nicki went on Cop platform. Her shit drop. Elliot was like, this not what hip hop about. Nicki told Elliot get Jay-Z dick out his mouth. Andre 3000 finally put some shit out. Honestly, he was better off not putting shit out. I was trying to catch a vibe, but I just can't catch the shit. All he did was play flutes, I wish he would've said some shit. Hey, yeah, y'all make me do this shit and it get harder. The Brad had a baby, but the kid ain't gon' know the father. What y'all gon' tell that boy when he get older? On top of that, her girl got a white sperm donor. She had to tell her left for Marshawn, but he start bugging. He gon' miss all them threes. Them she allowed when they was fucking. And us out here fucking up relationships. Look at Kiki Palmer and her baby father. He hate that bitch. On top of that, she was in Usher video. Usher had Kiki out here looking like a silly hoe.
Kiki.
Her baby father beat up after all that. Niggas will fuck you up for hitting Kiki. You better fall back. Lizzo out here calling bitches fat like he not fat. That's like the motherfucking pot calling the kettle black. I seen them girls you was talking about. Why you tell them that? I bet you your refrigerator filled up with hella snacks. Come on, man. Y'all couldn't wait for this shit to y'all drop. I ain't even finished it. I still got so much shit to pop.
I ain't done yet.
I enjoy doing this shit. I might never retire. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. For the last 6 months, I've been touring with 50. This part one on part two, I might talk about Diddy. Y'all heard what happened, y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about the shit I ain't get. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
I'm living my life. Making money, smoking mics like crack is like a dope. How I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crack pipe.
This is the original Los Angeles beat stella, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Loose Show. Westside Wednesday. OG Sunday. We're rolling the pip line. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crack is like a note. How I live the Mac life.
That part right there. Shout out to Queen Cadillac. It's the G-Lou Show 2024. We are back. I am G-Lou. That is the world famous OG Queen Jean. Miss Jean, if you're nasty. What's up, Queen?
Oh, my goodness. Who was the artist that just summed up 2023? Because he told it all. Who was that?
That was Uncle Murder. That's Uncle Murder, man. He down with 50 Cent. Shout out to Uncle Murder. That was crazy, wasn't it?
He summed up 2023 for these people. Like,
And check it out, Queen. That ain't even it. We got a little bit more. We got two more parts we gonna play to wrap up 2023. So that's just the start of it. We gonna give them some more before it's over with.
Well, I was like, wow, yeah. I said,
wait
okay.
Till you hear the next one.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year. Not Happy New Year,
yes.
Y'all, but Happy New Year. We ain't got
year.
You know. I mean, you know the way the year.
Check that. I had to check that too because I'd be used to like the year, like the S on it is like a year, not year. So, you know what I mean? I'd be checking that myself. Like, it's Happy New Year.
Yeah. But the way the years are going, you know, maybe that's why so many more people are saying Happy New Years lately.
Right.
Happy New Year. We're in a new year. But nevertheless, all praise due to the Most High. We are here.
Yes.
We are here. Praise God. Let's be thankful. Let's be grateful. Let's be joyful. Let's pour love into each other. Let's be peaceful. Let's be in harmony together. Let's enlighten each other.
Yes.
Let's just do the doggone thing for 2024. Let's just, you know, turn a whole new tree. Shake
right.
all the branches and start a whole new, put some new fertilization around the roots and
right.
branch out differently this year. You know, just branch out because I don't have to say much is right before our eyes. It's what's happening. And I don't know about y'all, but I want to be called in that number when the Saints go marching in. I want to be called in
right.
that number. So, yeah, let's.
Right. Facts.
Yeah, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate in harmony, though, you know.
Celebrate life,
I was thinking of,
celebrate life.
Yeah, I was thinking about the word community today, and I said, okay, C-O-M-M. And what comes after the M?
You.
After you?
N-I-T-Y.
After.
Wow, Queen. Come on now, Queen. Come on now, priest, Queen. Freeze, Queen, drop a gem on him, Queen. Drop a gem on him, Queen. I never noticed that. Wow.
Yeah, community is supposed to be unity. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's why they call it a community. But it's so, what is the word I'm looking for? The formation of it is not unified.
Right.
The communities are not unified anymore with unity. And that's why it's so
that's
much.
That's a fact.
Turmoil going on
chaos.
In these communities. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, wow, is all I can say. And you know, it's been here all the time, but as you get older, you just start paying attention to everything, not just some things, but everything.
Right.
And since I've gotten older, I pay attention to everything, and I'm at the point where all I can say is pray and wow.
Pray,
you know, like,
pray. We got to pray,
pray
to make it today. That's why we pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Shout out to MC Hammer, man. That's why we pray. Pray.
Pray.
Pray. We got to pray to make it today. Come on, Hammer.
We got
Come
to
on,
pray.
Hammer.
And ain't nothing wrong with prayer.
Today. That part.
You know.
That part.
Don't,
nothing wrong
don't
with
have
it.
A,
it ain't going to hurt
don't
you
Don't have
at
an
all.
Ego. No. It's going to help you. It's going to hurt you not to do it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Get that egg off your face with them egos. Ego.
Come on now. Come on now.
You know.
Because your
ego
is not your amigo, partner.
Yeah. An ego to me takes away so much character. You know, how much character do you have when you have a big ego? Like, really, how much character do you have?
None. It's deflated.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Happy New Year's, y'all. I know I'm always going left field.
It's all good,
but
Queen, check it out though. We ain't been here. Let me add this right here because we ain't been on in a couple weeks. You know, Blog Talk been tripping as we all know, but I knew, you know what I mean, they wouldn't trip on us for the new year. So it's been like a couple weeks since we've been off. You know, it's been a lot of stuff going on and all that, right? But we are back for this new year. The devil can't stop what we got in store for y'all for 2024. So let me just say that. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for getting it right. We are back in effect. I'm happy because I missed you all. Shout out to all my brothers, too. My brother Tweed was having issues, too. I know he should be back tomorrow as well, Thursday nights after Six Cruise Mix. And we're just back. I'm happy, you know what I mean, because I miss my Blog Talk family. Been doing this shit 10 years, man. And then to be off 2 weeks, that shit was awkward. So I'm thankful we are back. God is the greatest. Shout out to Blog Talk for getting it right. Shout out to Queen Jean, my right hand, always in this Blog Talk shit. We are here for 2024. I just want to let y'all know. But since we were here, Queen, we're talking about being thankful. We made it 2024. Before we get it started, last week we were gonna do the year in review. It ain't much to review in a year. We know what happened with the year, good, bad, or ugly, ups, downs, smiles, and frowns, like you just summed it up. But is there anything you want to add since we're already out of 2023 as far as the wrap-up or year-end that you want to add, leave behind, or whatever you want to throw in for 2023 as a summary?
Yeah, 2023 was a year full of different emotions for me personally, and for others too when you're paying attention. But for me, for all of us, it's a test. It's a test for a testimony, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, we lost loved ones. We lost friendships. We lost associationships. We lost track of spirituality. We dimmed our lights. We became faded. We faded ourselves out in the backgrounds. You know, these are things that I observed in 2023. And some of those things were myself as well. 2023 for me was a very emotional journey. It was just a whole lot going on. And every year I'm losing someone and one or two, three people in our family. There was a lot of illnesses that fell upon me, all praise due to the Most High, that I'm good. So, yeah, 2023 was a test of faith, believing, and for testimony. So that's why with 2024 is reset, refocus. Reset,
that part.
Refocus, you know.
That part.
That's what it's about. So that's what I have to say about 2023. 2024 is just those two words. I don't do New Year's resolutions because I can't even stay focused and reading a book. So
right.
I don't
gotta
do
keep it real.
New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I don't.
We gotta keep it real with ourselves, right?
Absolutely, it's day by day. You know, I'm in the order of my footsteps.
It's a new year every day. It's a new year every day. It's a new day. So new year, new day. It don't matter. Start off. Do it today. Do it yesterday. Do it whatever. There ain't got to be no new year to it.
No, because every day when you wake up, you're born again.
That's a new day. It's a new year. Exactly.
You're born again. You know you. Because you don't know.
You got another
you know,
shot at it.
Even,
gave you another you shot
got
at
another, Absolutely. Now, my sister always said that you got another shot to get it right.
That part.
And you got to take that and be thankful for it. And just unless you're just unhappy with life, you know what I'm saying? If you're just unhappy with life, go back into the rabbit hole and find yourself.
Right.
Come
back under the rock.
A little.
Go back inside.
Yeah. Don't keep, you know, and none of that misery loves company and unhappy people like unhappy people. Keep all those horns and thorns away from me. I don't want none of that around me. If you're going to be unhappy, let me just pray for you. Because on the real, life is what you make it. You can blame whoever you want to blame. But it's what you make it. The only people that can blame, that can be not blame anyone, that we can accept that as a child. You know what I'm saying?
They're innocent,
and we have to teach them.
Right.
As an adult,
it's our responsibility.
As an adult, and you're just unhappy, and you all over the place, man, go find yourself. Go do something.
Right.
You know, go find yourself. Go pray. Go get some strength. Quit. There's so many pity parties. And yeah. 2024, reset, refocus. Reset,
that
refocus.
That part. Don't hit the snooze button. Just cut that shit off and just get it right. You dig? 2024, y'all. Blog Talk Radio, Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, OG Sunday. The family is back in effect. Shout out to Cousin Marcy, OG Hank. You know what I mean? All our extended family, sponsors, loved ones. Like I said, Tweed Cadillac, BTP Media, DD Harrison, Street Level Clothing, the YouTube channel, Ali. You know, all our extended family. Shout out to Floss the Boss. Everybody out there, man, we love y'all. 2024, the G-Lou Show, Blog Talk Radio. The shit don't stop, y'all. We're going to get into something right quick, and we're going to come right back. Anybody's welcome to call in tonight, chime in, you know, tell us Happy New Year. Tell us anything you want to spill. We're here for you because we're going to keep it real. 2024, G-Lou, Queen Jean. We'll be back.
Yeah, call in and talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
Great John on the beat, by the way.
Just did 100 shows. I'm fresh off that final lap tour with my nigga 50. Oh, my money up. Happy New Year. It's like I gotta do this shit. Y'all won't let me retire. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. For the last 6 months, I've been touring with 50. But all y'all waiting for me to do is talk about Diddy. Y'all heard what happened. Y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about the shit every year. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Yeah. Say the piggyback on her shit again. Bitch doing interviews on her Tupac dick again. Will Smith need a new wife. I hope he find him one. She embarrassing the family like T.I. and Tiny Son.
You are embarrassing yourself and the family.
She needs to get choked up. It might make her stop. She says I got back together when you smacked Chris Rock. She really want her name to be Jada Pinkett Smith Shakur. I used to want that Jada and Will love. Not no more. I be trying to steal, but that year y'all get me started. Will Smith got caught getting fucked by Dwayne Martin.
I was wondering if I could fuck you.
That's where his best friend had so thoughts of cake. We been hearing rumors about them niggas being gay. Jada probably know it's true, people demeaning. That's probably why she went and fucked around with August Arsena. Then she found out he gay and he like men too. Now I'm thinking about all the shit that Jada been through. That's why she don't give a fuck how Will Smith be feeling. The nigga Keefe D got locked up for Tupac killing. 20-something years later, they finally started shooting. Keefe D out here saying Puff paid them to do it. I know the nigga Puff like, why the fuck he saying that? Carissa won the BET award, we all know you paid for that. I mean, he is fucking her, so fuck it, is he wrong? She a freak, she got him open, that bitch like getting peed on.
You got to.
It's a take a shot as you like, go to showers, I do.
See a real asshole, we all knew she was nasty. I wonder how she feel now knowing what Puff did to Cassie. He raped her, beat her up, made her fuck male prostitute. She sued you for 30 mil, wonder how much she got from you. You settled in 24 hours, you gave for that bread. Young Doc said you the reason she had to save her head. Cassie really had Diddy out here bugging. He threw up Kid Cudi call when he found out they was fucking.
I thought we were fucking friends. You get the fuck out of here.
He was controlling her, he had on some skin shit, paying other niggas to fuck her while he watched out some weird shit. I'm like, did he do it? Did he drug her? Did he rape her? If you ain't do this shit, did he? Why did you pay? I'm like, did he do it? Did he drug her? Did he rape her? If you ain't do this shit, did he? Why did you pay? I'm like, did he do it? Did he drug her? Did he rape her? If you ain't do this shit, did he? Why did you? You was an icon, nigga, you ruined it. Did he documentary coming out? 50 Cent shooting it.
You ready? Okay, check this out.
I think it's called Did He Not or Did He Do The Shit. And that son throwing up gang signs doing stupid shit. Mr. Take That was taking vagina. You even gang raped a 17-year-old minor. Everybody snitching on you, this shit ain't going well. You even try to get the acting nigga up in your hotel. Me in the morning, Diddy, what the fuck was you trying to do? You was by yourself, you wanted him to come catch a vibe too. You're looking like R. Kelly, can't even lie to you, nigga. 18 brands decided to cut ties with you. You had to leave a vote cause your image is tarnished. And that R&B album that you put out was garbage. Even you and Aaron Hall got hit with a case together. In that interview he did with Vlad, they making shit look no better.
Everybody know me.
Yeah.
So everybody know if I say it, I'm a fuck it to death. I like the fucking public, you feel me?
Yeah.
So niggas can't say nothing about it. Them square ass niggas, them precious cake little dick niggas.
Yeah.
I like for them niggas to see how I fuck. Like if you speak to Jodeci or Puffy or any of them niggas, they been at my house. They all see me fuck. They all know I'm a big nigga.
You been real quiet, Puff. Why you ain't say shit? Even CD Jakes was up in your parties doing gay shit. Ever since Cassie made those allegations, everybody been getting hit with sexual assault cases. Denzel voice cases on all of you motherfuckers. Off Pierre, Jamie Foxx, all of you motherfuckers. Even Cuba Gooden Jr. Had some new cases brought up. Even the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, got caught up. That's good for him. I ain't never liked that motherfucker. This the second investigation that they got him under. And I heard that nigga married. I know his wife mad. The feds took his cell phones and all his iPads. Diddy making shit hide. Everybody going down. Since Cassie got paid, everybody wants the money now. You know, did he do it? Did he drug her? Did he rape her? If you ain't do this shit, Diddy, why did you pay her? Y'all know I had to do this shit. Y'all won't let me retire. I'm part of the holidays now. Just like Mariah, I disrespect niggas respectfully. These niggas ain't gon' do shit, ain't nobody checking me. Y'all heard what happened, y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about this shit, hey, yeah. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy.
Diddy's in trouble.
Damn. 2023 to wrap up. Shout out to Uncle Murder. It's West Side Wednesdays Radio with G. Lou and the OG Queen Jean. Let's go.
Father first, real nigga second. Red stripes on my Adidas cause can't nobody check them. Born with no direction, so I carved out my section. You gotta live life until just waking up become a blessing. Westside legend, my fighting style Tekken. But I've been in Mortal Kombat, so if the text fly, let him. Gonzalez Park legend, till I had to make my exit. Too many souls lost at the Central and Rosecrans intersection. I guess that's my confession. Aside from that, I got a question. Where the coke come from? Before they gave it to the Mexicans. Never mind, that's too complex when you ain't got time to be reflecting. One blink and you in heaven. Niggas off with your necklace. 750 cal, you cook it, they gon' test it. Sniff lines that we crossed right off of that gold Lexus. Round here, we call that big hit. Some things never change, except 213 to 310. Everything after still the same. Strip the whole game down and leave Earth just how I came. If they ask, tell them hit boy, rob this motherfucking train. Minister society, who ain't forgot what happened to Kane. So I tighten the strings on my Cortez and stay in my Denver lane.
Black man, you know it's golden. Black fans, golden gloves, black hands. Shackles feel like diamond bands. I don't understand, I don't agree, I don't consent to nothing. Fuck a guilty plea, I ain't never speak shit to cuss. I ain't got a 3D printer making ghost guns and miniatures. All this fucking pitting, all bloody planets sinister. Send a big farmer, new diseases, big dollars, big doctors,
big nurses, big plotting, big working. Issuing out the wrong medication, really trying to murk you. Pops when his stomach hurting, but ain't make it out alive. Crack it, swept it under the rug, called it COVID, let it slide. Fuck the lawsuit, we calling all truth, call our key waves and woo. They call us primates for spooks. We took the whole NBA and renamed it Hoops. Made it cool to smoke weed, spiced it up, called it fruit. Put a twist on the sex plane, we called it knocking boots. Unks used to violate, back to back, all the time. In prison all his life, now this shit legalized. The truth was in my eyes, you ever seen a blood cry? I'm looking in the sky, asking Pac and Easy why.
Do we go from the pen to the pen? Black woman to black men, black child to my black friends. Black on black crime, admitting my black sins. Sitting with my black thoughts in the back of my black Benz. Black tops on the black top, poisoning black fiends. In black neighborhoods, erasing the black dreams. Black soul, taken from a black king. Leaves a broken black heart inside of a black queen.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, good old days, good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Way back. Hey, homie, let's take it back in the day. Yeah. Tell me about some of these real stories, homie. Some of this real life we deal with. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Get away, get away. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Get away, get away. Back in the days when I was young, trying to come up, a student in the game, so I always stay one up. Study with my gun up and my eyes on the prize. Never listen to the phonies, cause I know they told lies. And when I say phonies, I ain't talking about the homies. I'm talking about you busters, you're the ones who turned on me. Time will reveal all the haters when they still try to kill all my joy, but they never can destroy the makings of a man, foundations of a boy who made it out the struggle, trying to make a little more. This is how I score a point game. Speak up on the real, we don't tolerate you suckers and you lames. Niggas trying to profit off the game, leading little homies down the wrong road. You gotta make a change. The game ain't the same as it used to be, so I'ma take this shit back the way it used to see. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Get away. Verse 2, can't forget my first crew. First time I served a double up and turned it into 2. Flipped it to a 4, went and bought a 7-4. Glass out Chevy, 16 on the road. Little did I know, 17 I would blow. 2 cars later, I'm the star of the show. Baby on the way, too far away to know that a year later I would be a father trying to cope. Put away the dope, too late I gotta go to the pen for a sin I committed long ago. Stranded on the road, 12 months on the road. Fast forward a year later, now I'm back for some more. Never learned my lesson, so the blessings came slow. Till I finally realized I got a destiny to grow. The G-Lu show, signed, sealed, and delivered on its way. As I think about back in the days. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Get away. Back in the days when I was young, trying to make a way, coming up fast in the game, just trying to make a play. Now that I'm grown, I think of ways I can get away. Get away.
Proverbs 22:10. Cast out the scorner, and the contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease.
What you trying to say, Grandpa?
Son, you got to go. I don't want you to remain in our house another night.
What y'all want me to do?
I want you out of here tonight. I've done all I can do for you. We tried our best to raise you, but you're bad.
What's cracking, y'all? G-Lou. It's your big brother from the same mother.
CeeLo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lu Show.
Yeah, we back, 2024 edition, West Side Wednesdays radio show, the first one of the year is G-Lu, Queen Jean, and we got the homie DJ Maniac in the building. Maniac, what's popping?
Hey, what's up with it? How y'all living out there?
How you living, brother?
I'm good, at work, ready to clock in at 11.
Back okay, at you on that new gig, huh?
Yeah.
How you liking it so far?
Oh, I love it. The more paper, okay. I love it.
Okay, that part. All righty.
What,
good.
Paperwork
good,
or money paper?
Yeah.
What's going on, King? DJ Maniac?
I'm great. Beautiful Queen G. I'm good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We got to get the New Year to get right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What you got cracking off this new year, Maniac? What you got going on, man?
Oh man, classes, but this is like classes for business and like advance my music production, something that I really love.
Right. That part. That's good news right there. Doing classes to better yourself and what you love to do, man. That's beautiful, man. Yeah. Salute to you for that, bro. Salute.
Thank you.
Make that shit happen, bro. That's what it's about.
Well,
doing what you love, homie. Doing what you love, for sure, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Also, Maniac, I know you got some work out there right now. You got some product out there you put out there. I know last week we were supposed to talk about it a little bit. Tell us what's going on with your new projects out, man. We want to help promote that.
Oh, man. It's I've been doing a lot lately. I do know the Voodoo Cinema Volume 3, that's coming out soon, and I'm working with Marcy again on Midnight R&B Session Volume 2.
Okay. And what we got out there right now?
Oh yeah, most definitely the G-Lu Files. That's my favorite. That one.
Right.
I think that's the best.
Shout out to the G-Lu Files. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Getting a lot of good feedback on that. But I'm talking about your other project you put out already, the R&B Theater 1-2. Like, tell them about that, all that again, you know, for the people who don't know, so they can go download it and listen to it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely at BandLab. I'm sorry. R&B Theater
good.
Volume 5. Yeah, Volume 5. Because I made so many. I'll be forgetting the names of it. That one, yeah, that's the newest one so far. That and I'm sorry, the Voodoo Doctor. That one.
Voodoo
I think
Doctor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And Maniac, we got some work off of that project that we had on deck. Tell me. I want to bang something off of that. We got a few over here that you sent me last week.
Oh, from the it was the new tape. Damn, I'm taped up.
Yeah, you had some shit about Queen Jean on there, all type of stuff. I'm like, okay.
Just
Queen
that's
Jean.
The R&B Theater Volume 5.
You
should have
just seen my neck snap, what? My whole neck just snapped like, what?
Oh, man. Oh, and I'll tell you something from the Cold-Hearted Villain. That's the new tape. That one is great.
Okay. Which one is that?
That's like a dark hip hop beat tape.
Okay.
You said dark?
Yeah.
Did you say it was called Cold Hearted something?
Oh yeah,
Cold
Hearted Villain.
Well, yeah, hell, dark. Cold Hearted Villain. I guess they all go
Cold-hearted
end to end.
Villain.
Let's hear that.
It's Maniac
a dark
ain't playing with y'all.
R&B. He got that beret on. He in that studio with that beret on.
Cold-hearted villain. you in that zone now, Maniac. Cold-hearted villain.
Listen.
I'm going to speak to y'all through this music, though. I'm going to let you know what it is. Hey, but Maniac, hold on. Since you, the Queen Jean thing, what is that about, man? I wanna listen to that, man. Tell us about this Queen Jean.
Did you send that
soul
to me?
Because
I
want
to hear that too.
I think I did. That is from the R&B Theater Volume 5. I was just thinking
volume
about
what?
Like, Volume 5.
Oh.
Wow. I was just thinking about how I named the beats after the people I work with. I work with Marcy, K-Baby, Queen Jean.
Queen Jean said, okay. Queen Jean was a little worried. She said, I don't know. I didn't know what you over here doing, Maniac, with my name in this shit. But check this out.
Maniac is serenading.
I don't know if you done wrote a love song for me or what.
Play another love song.
Oh, man. Shout out to Maniac, man.
He's a very unique, one-of-a-kind person. Unmatched.
Yes,
thank
and
you.
And I love that. Yes, unmatched. Because you just keep it real. You're genuine in it. Yes. It ain't nothing for show. I am who I am.
Right.
You know,
that part.
So, that's
that
right,
part.
King.
DJ
so let me hear this, what you got with my name in it, though. Let me see what's going on here.
Queen Jean Soul, part 2 of DJ Maniac. Which album is this on, Maniac?
Oh, the R&B Theater Volume 5.
The R&B Theater Volume 5, people. It's on BandLab. Go support that, man.
You snatching
DJ Maniac.
My soul?
Uh-oh. Soul snatching. Let's check this out, y'all. DJ Maniac, y'all. The R&B Theater, part Part 5. Make sure you go download that right now, BandLab, okay? We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, check out Game and Hit. Big Hit got a new one out right now. Go support that, too.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out.
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made.
Track made. Mason jar with the Branson in it. Two-tone Maybach, look like I spent a nigga whole advancement in it. New York bars on a Compton nigga. Mobbing through LaGuardia, he back. And this time he brought a monster with him. Big hit on some big hits. Popping big shit. Rag brighter than a lady gremlin lipstick. Right pocket on some opposite of Crip shit. Stuff half and let the rest bleed like my wrist slit. Land of the misfits, where we never miss a court date, but we miss neighborhood nip shit. If I ain't banging this shit, I'm banging his shit. Hit produced it, I wrote it, and nigga, we ain't mixed shit. And I'm still in the streets with it, somewhere between the 105 and the middle of the beef with it. Eat with it, sleep with it, point me out in the lineup, yup, he did it.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out.
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made.
Track
told Game, just give me the sign. Just point him out and he gon' die. I'm rushing niggas like rushes. L Game, fuck Reaper Cut, nigga is nothing. I stock you out, stomp you out, knock you out, max you out. Like I stole a credit card, nigga. Who's that?
Peter Rowley.
Blood leader Rowley.
Leader Rowley. Cleats to his face.
Nigga, meet the goalie.
Meet the goalie. His nigga ran off, then I stole him.
On PDL, bout to bleep him, homie. Bleep him. Nah, blood, I ain't cut, but I'm cut like that. L Gang, nigga bust, I'ma bust right back.
I keep one in the chamber till I'm the one in the chamber. Like the beats on the rest of this album.
Nigga, we bang. I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out.
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made.
Track made.
What's up, y'all? It is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Yeah. Check it out. We are back at the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays, 2024, first episode of the new year. I'm back, G Lou. With OG, Queen Jean, Miss Jean, if you're nasty, we got the homie, my DJ, Maniac, in the back of the lack, and we got the whole family here. Guess who else just pulled up, Queen?
Cousin Marcy.
No, it's Reverend T.D. Jakes.
Reverend T.D. Jakes. Oh, my God. Cousin Marcy, what up, though?
Party people. Hey, Queen.
What a way to start the new year.
And DJ Maniac and the listeners. How y'all doing? It's so good to hear y'all back.
I'm telling you, right? It feels good to be back. Feels good to be heard. Shout out to you, Cuzzo. We back at it. 2024.
That's right. Hey,
Hold up. I wish you was here earlier, though. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? You weren't listening. I wanted to hear that
last one. Yes, I did. We were in the car, and I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it when you first dropped it. The star was talking about it. The star reported it.
You was loving that.
Yeah, you know, he said everything I wanted to say. Yeah.
Right.
You know, did he do it? He did it. And,
wow.
You know, he got the pastor over there rolling over, and... You know, falling down, the whole family looked like they was at his funeral instead of a service. I said, would you look at these people? Never want to judge. You know, because of Mercy, I don't talk about people I don't know. So, you know, I just said, wow, a lot of stuff happened since Marcy we was gone, you know.
She got that shit down, don't she? Marcy, you got that shit down now. You ready, Marcy? I think you ready to roll out 2024, Marcy. I think you ready. You got this shit down.
You know, the line to the it's like it's Friday in elementary school when you know you're going to get pizza for lunch, and they just keep somebody in front of you say, I don't even want my pizza. I don't like pizza. They didn't buy the MC Light to the pizza paperwork party talking about her old lyrics when she said she don't mind having relations with 17-year-old boys. She likes it that way. And two out of three of the Isley Brothers helped her write the song when she was 20. You know, the paperwork pizza party is just, everybody's coming, and Cat Williams, he done got on the, oh, y'all, I'm ready.
Bring I heard Cat Williams today. That was right there.
More.
That was two. Sheesh. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's all on social media. That's all you hearing is people saying
it's a lot going on.
Stood on business. And I was like, what business? I don't know.
Well, he's been talking like that since he came out. You know, people made fun of Cat Williams, and he's been trying to, even with these tales with that man, he's been trying to tell us that for 20 years. And it was, he's like, yeah, all these roles that he didn't get, Queen. He said they went to the other man because the other man was down with the plan. So that's neither here nor there. But he's been
saying he wasn't going downtown.
He was not going to put on that dress. He was not going to do those things. That why were you asking me that in the middle? Watch the interview. He said the man offered him to buy him a Tootsie Pop or something right there in front of all the execs to do a movie. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein. So... It's I don't know. But how y'all doing? I'm not here to take up the time. It's not my night. It's West Side Wednesdays. I'm just glad y'all back.
Cousin Martin. Damn, we might need a Marcy Minute tonight. I know you off tonight. Damn, I wish we had a... But I guess you gave us
that
one right there.
That was a Marcy's Minute.
That was a minute.
Queen
right.
said, put on the brakes. She said, put on the brakes. The girl just let out a whole rant. Hold on now.
It was like that song that came on when the show first started. 2023 summed up.
2023 summed up. It started off with a good 2024, my Bravo people, and then I'm going to let y'all go. My Bravo people ain't letting me down, okay? They are not letting me down. So look, y'all. So last year on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right? Remember Jen Shaw? She went to jail for tax with all that stuff she was doing right behind her husband, Coach Shaw's back. So we had all these tapes and all these exclusive, well, who's taping this and who's recording this? Well, last year on their last girls' trip, Heather Gray woke up the next morning with a shiner, a black eye. Bitch, couldn't nothing else happen to you but somebody kicked you in your face or punched you in your face, right? Fast forward to last night. She finally admitted that Jen Shaw rocked her shit. Oh yeah,
who?
I got a lot.
I don't even know what you're talking about, cousin. Who are you? Who?
I know you don't.
I don't even know what you. I mean, I can't. Even, I don't know what you're talking
y'all
about.
No, y'all
Okay, so Real Housewives. So which one is it? Because I watched Pecan.
I only one I know about is the Atlanta one. Really, I don't know about some other ones.
Yeah,
but
my daughter knows.
The
that's a conversation.
Oh, yes, wow. Ask her about that Jen Shaw. Heather Gray black eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I walk out. I come into my suite when she in there watching that stuff. This is too much. It'd be too much yakking. It'd be like yak. Like,
oh no,
sound like little Pomeranians and stuff. It'd just be too much yakking.
Like
but on a dick.
Anyway, let me shut up.
On a different note, switching the reels, Cousin Queen Marcy, King G. Lou. Now,
yes.
Can you please tell the people about your new show that come on Tuesdays? Because that's a whole different.
You like that? Changing the game.
Vibe than what you've been doing with shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's bringing something totally different. After Hours show, and I like it. You know, I like it.
Thank you, Queen.
So, how did this manifest? How did this come to fruition?
Well, that's because I had her on the show before as a guest. She was on the show a while back. I don't remember when. A while back, and we had a great episode. And after that, we were in contact and stuff, and actually met her when I was out there. We happened to run across each other at the party. That was crazy too. You know what I'm saying? But we got the kicking and all that. But actually, she was reaching out. I think she got at Didi to get at me about making a collaboration and trying to do something. And we talked about it and made it happen. And like you said, it's really her. And that's what I like. You know me, I like to bring stuff to the table and expose other people want to, you know, and just make everything great. So she came and she has most of the, well, we decided what we're going to do, change the game, you know, because we're changing the game. But as far as like the people, I'm letting her, like, these are people mostly she's been in contact with and making happen and bringing them to the table. So I'm just inviting it, you know what I mean? We're collaborating, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing so far. Like you said, each show has been different and diverse, and especially the one we had last night with the actor, man, that was pretty deep. I really enjoyed that one, man. So yeah, we are changing the game, Queen. Thank you for that.
So you gave her a platform. You put her face
yes.
out there.
Yeah.
Giving her the platform by
yes.
With your brand.
You know, that's what I love to do, Queen. That's what I love to do, Queen.
Right,
I like
right,
my
right.
stuff is for everyone else. I don't even be one. I really, if I could, on all these shows, I would just be behind the scenes. I love just doing the music shit like I do. That's why I have so much fun on Oldies Rule Forever and that show, because it's the music. That's what I love to do. All the other shit, you know, I'm cool. You know, I want other people to shine. That's my whole, you know, from the beginning, that's what I do, Queen. So, yeah, that's what I love, and I'm hoping this works out and we do some things with it. And speaking of that, Queen, another thing came into fruition just recently. I've been talking to, you know, me and Lena Lokes be getting down on stuff too, right? And she's another incredible young lady.
She's so
with
beautiful.
The, I believe,
a beautiful,
beautiful
spirit.
Beautiful soul. Exactly, right?
Yeah,
and I told her that.
She
I said, you're a star just on your energy. Like, I love her energy from day one. So I said, we got to do something eventually. And, you know, I told her too, I want to see you do something. We could do something together because I love your energy. And we said, we'll think about something. And she brought an idea to me actually yesterday. And I think we're going to do this. It's maybe just once a month it started, but it's beautiful. It's going to be called Testimonials, where just like that show is different. We bring someone on there each week or whenever we have it to give their testimony. You know what I mean? However they want to do it. You know what I mean? And spiritual and stuff like that. I think that's going to be beautiful. So that's something else we got coming 2024. So thank you, Queen.
That is so
You're
nice.
You're very welcome.
Yes, Lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
That you made it home safe. Yeah, because I go back and watch the Tuesday shows because I'm intrigued.
Right.
So I definitely do go back and look at those. I actually had the one from last night on earlier with the actor Fernando someone. But
yeah,
Fernando.
Anthony Fernandez. And
he
is a great actor. Has done a lot of, he's been in a lot of good stuff, man. That dude is real diverse. Like, even talking to him was like, you know, he ain't no just typical actor or whatever they stereotype. This dude is serious. So yeah, that was a great conversation last night, Queen. Thank you for bringing that up. That was, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, so you guys should really get over there and get the, if you haven't seen them, get the recaps on the YouTube channel, subscribe and
yeah.
and like to.
I want
to
start
actually all the content,
I want to start doing some, but I can get someone, but I can't do all that. But someone like I want to start making, like you just said, clips of the show, taking stuff out, like, you know, making it more of a. I want to do more stuff, you know what I mean? But I just can't do it, so I got to figure something out. With someone that can help me do that type of stuff, but just putting it out there more, like even last night taking clips from the show. Well, you ain't said that. I don't know, boy. Okay, well, you know, talk to me. I talk back. You feel me? But I really want to do that. I really just want to go. I want to 2024. I really want to do great things, man. You know me. I really all this stuff built up. It's time to do it. You know, we've been kind of stagnant. I want this show to go further. I want to do a lot of great things. So we all need to talk offline and just I want to do some great things with everyone and just all of us blow up. Marcy Minnin, I think you're ready to blow with your you got your little thing down with your mess shit and all that. You got that shit down. You know, so you're ready to blow. So it's a lot
Shout
we got
to
do in 2024, y'all. Yeah, I want
to
say Jess with the mess. She's on Breakfast Club now. It's shit popping out here.
Yeah.
She's official.
They're going
to
need
her,
a host after them other two go where they going.
Oh, well, I know DJ Envy. I don't know about Charlamagne. Charlamagne, like, he in there. I don't know. Some shit maybe you don't know. I know. I don't know. But Envy, yeah, he might be in some trouble. But I don't know. But regardless, shout out to Jess Hilarious for you know, that's a big move for her, you know, so shout out to her.
That is so cool.
I know we all
cool.
over the place. Thank you, Cuzzo.
That is
I know
so
we are like all
cool.
over the
yeah,
place right now.
That is so cool.
Thank you, Cuzzo.
Yeah,
you,
but
Cuzzo.
I like
I appreciate
the way that she interviews. Yeah.
DeAndre
so
Chanel.
That's
DeAndre Chanel,
yeah, that's,
y'all.
Right, right. And that's a good show. So I just want
thank
to
you,
let you know
you,
that.
Thank you, Queen.
Yeah.
For shiggity. But Queen,
it's
check this out, right?
Tell her she's beautiful.
Thank you.
Telling her for a friend.
Okay. Got you. But check this out. I know we all over the place, but because, I mean, Queen Jean, you got the year announcements for 2024. We got anything we kicking off for the top of the year, Queen?
Not at all. We still got 2023 announcements. Because let me just say this. With announcements, Cousin Marcy comes in with Marcy's Minute. You know what I'm saying? I come in with just things that I'm basically promoting people on, you know, for what their businesses and stuff. That's what I've been doing. I want to try to do something different because, you know, promoting people and I don't know what's really happening
right,
with the promotions. Cause,
right, and they
cause
ain't even,
gets
for people to promote,
say,
they got
to
be in contact with, you got to be some interaction with both of y'all. You got an understanding here, at least. You feel me?
Absolutely. And nobody comes to me and say anything about thank
you. We ain't
going to
just keep doing that shit no more.
Or
so we ain't going to keep
just
doing
that.
So we just not
going to
keep doing that. So we're not going
to
keep doing that. If they ain't standing on business like King say, if they ain't standing on business, Queen, hey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I brought all this up, because that's what I've been doing. And like the last few months at the end of the year, I was like, I'm promoting. And this is not cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's
just not cool because nobody's coming and saying, hey, I would love to be a sponsor because you be putting me out here and wookie wookie wop. You feel me? So I'm not. So I got to come with something new. The only thing I have left without these promotions is, you know, Hank, Tweed, the YouTube channel, and then if I find concerts. But even with that, I'm promoting concerts. You know what I'm saying? So it's not easy to come up with announcements, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's not an easy thing to come up with announcements. It's like newscasters, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But, you know, what I would suggest, Queen, for now, until, like you say, you get that in order with people who need to be promoted, want to be promoted, and are standing on business, as King would say, I would just maybe announce or promote things that have to do with you kind of directly, or people you know, like you said, the Tweed, Hank, or stuff you know directly, like if, you know, somebody you know having an event or Angels, SNA, you know, stuff that directly you know.
Oh, yeah, stuff like that. I'm going to keep promoting when it's,
yeah, but
it's something
extra,
to help the community.
Right.
Yes,
right.
But small
you know
businesses, I'm not going to be promoting small businesses.
Yeah, just
I'm
stuff
not
you know about directly,
that.
People you deal with directly, to an extent, if you know what I mean.
Right. I
Queen,
mean, I,
don't
when I, when
stand
I say,
on business like King. He went home the next day.
I was just saying, that's the only one I know who, you know, King said he's standing on business. So if you're not standing on it like Young King, I don't know how you stand it.
You talking about T.I.?
Just talking shit. I'm talking shit.
He went home.
I didn't even know, like, King. I was just listening to you, but I wasn't, you know, taking whatever.
Yeah.
But, dang. Like, My Tribe Rise, I will continue to promote them.
Right.
You know, because that's community stuff.
That's
going to help the community.
Too.
Right. I definitely have direct ties with Heavenly and Goldie.
And they really
and
out
Cynthia.
There doing it. You know that. And they appreciate
it.
So that's different.
They do appreciate it because they let it be known. But there's some that just don't let it be known. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's
stand
what happens
business, Queen.
The announcers people. So just bear with me
stand
until I can come
with
up with
Queen.
Something.
Stand on business,
well, yeah,
Queen.
But I hear you and I understand.
I was talking shit, Queen.
You know, my daddy would say, you hear me, but do you understand? I hear you and I understand.
talking shit.
Get the paper cracking. But see, that's where it's
right.
Gonna just come to a complete halt. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah. So moving right along. If y'all don't hear no announcements, it ain't me and the boys. We ain't gonna be making no noise.
She's standing on business in 2024, man. Okay, just know that. Y'all better quit playing with Queen. Okay. Hey man, check it out. It's Westside Wednesday, 2024 edition. We got cousin Marcy up in the building, y'all. Marcy's Minute up in here, man. Check her out on Fridays and Sundays, you know, with the G Lou fam. And Marcy's Minute coming to a platform near you. That Marcy's Minute about to pop off,
that's
y'all.
Right.
We gonna make that shit about
that's
to
right,
show.
That's right.
So y'all stay on the look out for Marcy's Minute. That's the
DJ
best. You better
Betty
watch out.
Like 30 minutes.
Time to
that
take
could
the
be
collection.
30 minutes.
Got the collection plate. Let's go.
And then wait a minute.
What's
DJ
up, Queen?
Maniac, you still on the line?
Nah, he checked out. I think he had to check in to work.
Oh, he had to check in. Okay, yeah, he got to clock that paper. See,
yeah.
He's standing on business.
He's standing on business.
That's right. He's going to work. He's standing on business big time.
That
ring,
part.
Ring.
That part, y'all. Hey. Mm. Hey, but check this out, y'all. G Lou, cousin Marcy in the building. Queen Jean, let me do this like this right here, y'all, and we'll be back in a flash. 2024.
Happy New Year! Brooklyn, I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. Whoa. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. Crazy.
Kodak Black was on drink champs looking bad, shit wasn't funny. Trying to explain why it's cool to take Tekashi money. You really did a song with a nigga that ratted. Got locked up for swallowing coke, you really an addict. Tekashi got stomped out in L.A. Fitness by some Lion Kings, them niggas was standing on business. Get it, stomped out. Standing on, they beat that nigga ass the fuck up with the cam on. Pause, what the fuck you just say? Say that shit again. Cam and Mace got niggas saying pause over everything. Nelly got a donkey pregnant, she bout to have a baby. Wonder how Herb Gotti's feeling right now. Shit crazy. Trick Daddy talking records, nigga, you want smoke? I seen that video you made, you had to be on coke. You had a cooking apron on, saying I started like, don't get punched in the face like Charles White in the barbershop. I wonder how Tupac and Stanley be spit this. Might get artificial intelligence to remix this. Murder featuring Tupac. Be tough as fuck, there was a rumor going around Chris Brown beat us up. Carly Russell lied, faked her own kidnapping. All cause a man cheated this year, so much shit happened. People really just be out here doing dumb shit. Now Carly Russell famous for being the dumbest. Lied about seeing that baby on that highway. Cop who killed George Floyd got stabbed up on Black Friday. I was that cracker with a dot in that spot. Tyree Nichols got killed by 5 black cops. I probably was just as mad as my son when that shit happened. They just got indicted for murder and kidnapping. I hope they get stabbed up and die in jail too. That gun and badge you used to have can't help you. Man, how the fuck are 5 black cops be that evil? Y'all ready to see how white cops be treating black people? You know, they kill us, we kill us. We gotta really think, we gotta wake the fuck up before we be extinct. Okay, murder, we hear you. Malcolm X and it, but let's get back to disrespecting shit. Right. Lori Harvey single again, did he cheat on her? Is a pussy good? While these niggas always leave her? Future, is it good or do she got some whack shit? She got niggas signing NDAs just to hit that shit. Draymond Green knocked the nigga out for no reason, that he might not get to play for the rest of the season.
Damn.
The NBA suspended that nigga indefinitely. I can see him coming back and beating up a referee. Cause the shit that nigga be doing ain't regular. Draymond needs to retire and become a wrestler. You see how he was choking out Rudy Gobert. Anthony Edwards ain't do nothing, he just still right there. Carl Towns ain't do nothing, he just still right there. They either pussy or just don't fuck with Rudy Gobert. Let Draymond have another fight, that nigga done. John Morant got suspended for flashing the gun. And he still throwing guns signs up at the store. He wanted to be like NBA Youngboy, not Michael Jordan. Man, let that nigga live. He ain't do no illegal shit. What's illegal is Josh Giddy fucking that little white bitch, Josh Giddy White. So the media ain't covering. Had evidence for trying to say it wasn't enough of it. 2 minutes left, nigga, we in the fourth quarter. LeBron became the all-time NBA leading scorer. Ime Udoka tried to disrespect LeBron James. Told him to stop bitching, nigga, it was during the game. They guess the wrist Paul did to Ime Udoka. Threw a party and invited Cam and Nia Long over. Ime Udoka is Nia Long ex-boo. That's how LeBron and wrist Paul chose to disrespect you. And I think Cam Ron gon' wind up hitting that. Wrist Paul, you a fool, my nigga, what made you think of that? Quavo was on the boat when a couple people got robbed. Kanye was on the boat with his wife getting a blowjob. talking about boats, let's take this to the low further. My nigga threw his hat in the air like he Bobby Smurda. All that fighting on the boat had a nigga look like Michael Phelps. Y'all see how he was swimming when he seen homie needed help. He was there in 20 seconds, that nigga fast, and some other niggas came. They whipped those white people ass. Black people versus white people, wish I was there. Two white bitches would've got hit in their head with a chair. Cause white people always think that they could get away with shit. They wouldn't have got dogs if nobody was taping it. Damn, DJ Envy was promoting real estate. Turned out being a Ponzi scheme, the whole shit was fake. People lost money cause your partner was stealing it. You're guilty by association, even if you're innocent. I just think Envy got caught up in Caesar shit. That little fat nigga Caesar looked like a piece of shit. He was selling the same property to different people. I ain't a real estate agent, but I know that's illegal. A Don Campbell beef and screaming, nigga, what's up? In the projects, and them niggas shot him like, shut up. Man, that shit was too funny. Y'all gotta see the tape. For Don Campbell was the kid Africa banned by the rape. Crazy, a lot of niggas gonna be upset with me. I'm back out here disrespecting niggas respectfully. DeMar Hamlin that played for the Buffalo Bills died and came back to life on the football field. Medical staff brought you back to life in minutes. The Bellas was mad cause they ain't let the game finish. You racist, and it's all just ain't one thing. He just quit, went the first take with Stephen A. Smith. We just happy that DeMar feeling better, bro. That other nigga killed his mother, then went to Mexico. Jonathan Majors found guilty, that nigga not a crook. He was running from that white girl like he saw a pocketbook. Submarine crushed in the water, went too deep and shit, trying to see the Titanic. Not some real white people since Southside and G Herbo broke funny Marco Watts. I thought it was funny, I was laughing, I could hardly stop. Three captains over, they were saying he got cut, he FaceTimed me, it was a little scratch, he barely got touched. You already know it's free until they free you, nigga. They gave you 15 years, them people evil, nigga. Michael Jordan's son still fucking Scottie Pippen's wife. Now he wanna marry a Mike, you know that shit ain't right. Snoop Dogg had niggas thinking he stopped smoking. We fell for that shit, it looked like he was not joking. I thought the doctor told him it was life or death. He was promoting the stove, that nigga got a check. That's some funny shit, I'm about to roll up. Young Jeezy and that Chinese girl just broke up. That nigga Tom Brady really retired. I'm about to wrap this shit up, I'm getting tired. Anthony Edwards out here looking crazy. Gave that girl 100K, she still keeping the baby. She exposed the sex messages, just text her. Now she got the lawyers involved, that bitch be an extra. ASAP Rally snitched on ASAP Rocky. He ain't caught like Rihanna, baby father shot me. Riri just had a baby and performed at the Super Bowl. Can't believe this bitch ass nigga just really told. Coach Camp P just sold quality control for 300 million like fucking let the dice roll. That's hilarious, it's Angela Yee new replacement. Y'all could've got somebody better than that, I'm not hating. I'm just playing, I'm fucking with you, Jeff. You sound good on that tip for real, I wish you success. Palestine and Israel, look, I ain't here to pick a side. I'm praying the war stop, way too many people die. Crazy how the world could just sit back and watch this thing. It's really fuck humanity when it come to politics. Got a phone call the other day, it was my lady crying. Said what happened, she said I hate seeing all of these babies dying. We just had a baby, so she's taking that shit hard. It's sad seeing these kids getting their childhoods robbed. Whoever can end that war need to get it done. We got our own war going on. Rest in peace to Gilly son. R.P. the rest of the whole Brooklyn mister. Shit was fucked up, why them bullets had to hit up? R.P. the Jackie O, send my condolences to D.C. Young flying your kids while they cope with it. About to get out of here, shit have been a long day. Rest in peace to Joe Brown and Harry Belafonte. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer, Lance Reddick, Ray John. I'm walking out the booth, wrap up this record. Whoa. I'm on the holiday now just like Mariah. Oh, I'm part of the holiday now, just like Mariah. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm part of the holiday now, just like Mariah.
Okay, what's happening, y'all? This is Young Jizzy the Truth, better known right now as Andre Truth, and you are now rocking and listening to the best G-Lou, man. Old school, Westside Wednesday. We ain't gonna do the old school, man. It's Andre Truth with G-Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Talk, talk!
I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I'm a Laker, I'm a war, I'm a pacer. I'm like a piston with the pistols. They on a mission with the missiles.
I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I start calling in a Chevy, I hit cake. I'm like a piston with the pistols. Stay on a mission with the missiles.
I'm a menace, I'm a thug, I'm a gangster. I cut that house arrest shit straight up off my ankles. Fuck the feds for taking 20 from my uncle. And fuck whoever thought cause he was dolo, they could punk him. Always keep a 38 where you can't pee it.
Keep a couple Dracos, couple bricks, couple liters. Niggas act hungry, I'ma fill him up and feed him. Do him like a predator, gut him out and bleed him. My dad had a heart, but he was heartless. Show me how to chip a nigga cartless. Taught me how to cook a nigga carcass.
And he gon' see the pound if he keep with all that barking. Keep a blower, Nintendo cartridge. Roll a nigga body up in dope spot carpet. Take him up to 14 in a 6 tray. And spread his ass around like he a mixtape.
I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I'm a Laker, I'm a war, I'm a pacer. I'm like a piston with the pistols. Stay on a mission with the missiles. I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I start calling in a Chevy, I hit cake. I'm like a piston with the pistols. Stay on a mission with the missiles.
On Cedar, the West Coast mine, nigga. I've been out here on a 20-year grind, nigga. It ain't a weak bone in my spine, nigga. Call my name, I show up every time. Same hood, same line. If I bang your phone, you bang mine. It ain't shit in this city I can't find. I don't know you, nigga, so we gon' swap at the same time.
I'm talking of gang signs, we fly for the same slime. All I see is mama dropping the knees and babies crying. It's a thin line between love and death. When you on the grind, it's all about cause and effect. Fuckin' sorry, fuck a promise, shit be faulty, almost lost. Niggas hardly recognize how much as fuck life be carved. Life is cheap, 5 racks, put your right to bleed. Got blood in his grave for a half a key.
It never snows in Southern California. Fuck around and we stank a nigga. But hit said be bull, so I planked the nigga. He walked away with his life, he better thank a nigga. And his pen ain't for no rap, so I shank a nigga. Carve him like my escape route, Shawshank a nigga. So cut with all that acting for a banker nigga. He ain't Leon, and I ain't no Franklin nigga.
I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I'm a Laker, I'm a war, I'm a pacer. I'm like a piston with the pistols. Stay on a mission with the missiles. I'm a baller, I'm a boss, I'm a gangster. I start calling in a Chevy, I hit cake. I'm like a piston with the pistols. Stay on a mission with the missiles. Whoa, 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 whoa. Gang, bracket, bracket. Finally pulled up, huh? Bring it on in, blog. L gang, L gang, L gang. Bomb to the Dina, nigga. Know what I'm talking about? Unstoppable, nigga. B team.
I'm owning every
retiring, I'll never be passing. You better give me mine. It's my money, and I want it every motherfucking dime. Yo, never forgot all my struggles in the past, and I could never forget how to hustle for my cash, and I will never forget how I felt when I saw Brad take that first breath, and from then I knew I had the match, and it could never be said, I would I like a hoe, never been punk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go, never ever, never ever ever, no, get on my level hoe, or go get a shovel hoe, it's never in question for my manhood, I get down, I'll never switch, never snitch, never sit down, I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds, I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now, I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared, it's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred, and that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said, and I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead, I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither, I never turn my back on Jesus, I never get caught off in the system, I believe her, man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader. Never gon' turn cold, my nigga, I could never trade. I never crossed my homies out, that ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way, this ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue, fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. I never talked a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the thing, dawg. Too many homies dying young, feel my pain, y'all.
We back. G-Lou. 1122. Let's go. Hey. For the money and the fame, they gon' fake it. But for the honor and respect, we gon' take it. They thought that we was playing, but they was mistaken. Told my daddy before he died his first son, he gon' make it. Then they switched up on me on some late shit. Had me caught up looking like Neo in the Matrix. Dealing with this shit on a day-to-day basis. From homies switching sides to these women changing faces. Did a couple bids, fought a couple cases. Turned a few crumbs into bricks like 8 did. Now on Space Age, pimping in my spaceship. 83 caddy all white with a facelift. Cop the truths and the votes from the homie E. Murder was the case, license plate read BC. 1122 was a day. 3 a.m. the doc said we got a baby on the way. Now I'm just a baby boy similar to Jody. I'm good in the hood now, so all the neighbors know me. Back up on my hip-hop, my lyrics be like in tip-top. Say so please, so now won't call me G-Lou the Great. Every time I float, now my goal is to procreate. I made it in another year now and elevated my stakes. 1122 was the day that I showed my face to the world. 1218, I had my baby girl. Now I'm on a mission for the diamonds, the pearls, the gems, the lessons that you learn when you caught up on the limb. All the trees that I'm growing from the branches to the stems. All the peas that I'm knowing got me feeling like a pimp. I ain't never been a loser, all I wanna do is win. I ain't never been a chooser, all the ladies chose him. Now I'm back up on my 10 toes, homie times 10. Got the whole Jimmy team with me, so we all in. It's the story of the struggle and the struggle never ends. The story of my life, shit, where should I begin? 1122, 19, something. Fast forward to 2022, I'm still coming. Still 100 miles of running till we make it to the venue. In memory and nip, the marathon still continues.
Tonight, this should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. makes me miss you. What's your name? Can you come hang with me? Possibly.
That's right.
Can take you out tonight.
You already know what it's hitting for. My, I got whatever outside and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bring a nigga more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner, the place paid with the cards up, all trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M-Pimp Juice and us. It's the rockin' hair, Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, Young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter, it's Young, holla.
Excuse me. Damn. Woo. You're so contagious.
I got my guys in 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff a J to this one. Can't roll the blunt up to this one, boy. This shit be rolling with Jason.
Lady, what's your name?
Ooh. I see some ladies tonight. This shit be rolling with Jason. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wife him, he one nights him. Now she don't like him, she never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him. He won't let him, he don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me, she don't agree with him. She's mad at that, he's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon, the Prince tagging along, the flashy nigga bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one arm caught in the matrix. But fuck it, let the fish burn. Red or green pill, you live and you learn. Come on.
Woo!
You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one. You might gotta go get you some Scooby-Doos. You gotta throw in your Scooby-Doos. Those are shoes, by the way.
So contagious,
got those Scooby-Doos. For the grown and sexy. Only for the grown and sexy. Love, let's go half on the ton. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember spades face up, you could believe him for now. But mind, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?
Hey, what's happening, man? This your boy Big Y, man. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with my nigga G Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is, woo.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Sweetie, and I'm chilling with the G Lou Show.
Hey y'all, we back. G Lou
Show, Westside Wednesdays 2024, first episode of the year. And I'm with the queen, OG Queen Jean, Miss Berkeley, if you're nasty. And cousin Marcy is in the building. What's up, ladies?
You know, I was thinking about, remember when 2020 came and everybody, including us, was saying about the vision? Nobody
right.
knew that the vision was going to be what it was. We had no
right.
clue that that was getting ready to happen. And if you think about it, every year after that has almost been like a snowball. It's been thing after thing after thing, you know?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was like,
wow.
That's the
yeah.
truth, Queen. So sorry, y'all. Like, I saw something today in my lifetime I never thought I would see. A man flew, and he was black.
Oh, what?
And you saw how he flew over the bench and the bailiff and the sheriff and the defendant
the
and the plaintiff and made it all the way.
Hold on, man.
You had me for a minute.
What happened?
I know,
hold
right?
up. I'm late.
She said that. I seen that, though, on social media. Yeah, that brother was
like. He said,
like,
I want to go to jail. That's basically what he was saying when he showed his supernatural powers and strength. Because
Ooh.
All the lady said was, not today. He don't know what she could have. She could have said, I'm going to give you 10 more years of probation. She said, I don't want it to go like this. And he flew. Send me to jail now. I didn't think
wow.
I would see it.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I'm saying. Just the way things are happening. I mean, look, it's only what the 3rd of January, and the same things that was happening at the end of December is happening now. Like all these shootings and it's just yeah. But anyway, yeah, 2020 was it was something else, because I remember saying, ooh, 2020, because, you know, the 2020 vision. Everybody was thinking, I'm going to have 2020 vision. Oh, yeah, we definitely got some
right.
2020 vision.
Mm-hmm.
An eye-opener right, for real.
Oh, same time. My money.
Say what, cuz?
No, me and Queen, we finish each other's sentences, we say the same things, and I told her my money, because you know that's supposed to be good luck when you finish somebody's
mm-hmm.
sentence or say the same thing. So,
oh, God.
Yeah,
that's a sandbox thing.
That's,
King said, oh,
that's
okay,
right? What kind of girl and girl
good.
Shit
King,
is that?
That's not street creed, that's sandbox,
okay,
literally sandbox.
What kind
I can
of
dig
girly
it.
Stuff is that?
I can dig it. I can dig
yeah,
it.
I want to just, anyway, you had spoke on Lena Lokes and never met her personally, but you know, you can, when you feel that genuineness like that through
right.
A lens or through, you know, like, I've only seen her on your show, of course. But to see
right.
that genuine and that humbleness and it's real, you know, it's,
right,
it's
right,
just
right.
real. Ain't nothing, she ain't fronting on nothing.
Right.
And that's, you know, like, shout out to her. And she's beautiful as
well. Shout out to Lena Lowe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Absolutely.
She's just
shout
a good person, like you said. Good person, good soul, you know. Shout out to her.
Yeah, you can see, you can tell, and Monica as well.
Her whole family.
Monica's the same.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, Monica too.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, okay. Good
and
people.
When y'all
so,
shouting
yeah.
the people out, when y'all shouting the people out, just like Queen said, when you over there on the U of the tube, the shout
mm-hmm.
out is so easy. It's free. Just hit, press the, get your mouse, click the like button. You like it, say something. All of that is free. It promotes the program.
Right.
It promotes
right.
the algorithm. Let the people know that you're digging it, and more things are definitely coming. I just want to throw that in there. All of that is
that
free.
Part.
Share
that
the page.
Part.
Like, share, and
preach.
Subscribe.
Preach. Preach, cuzzo. Preach. Preach.
Prayer.
That part. That
preach
part.
To y'all.
Yeah, yes, it is. It
Amen.
Is. It very much is.
Amen.
It's a special on prayer right now. Free 99, man. You can't beat it.
Free 99.
Yeah, that's
right.
Can't beat it.
Right.
Can't beat it. Get
Queen,
some.
Put
get
that
you
number
some.
Up. We got no excuses. That's right. No excuses.
None.
It's like I was telling my daughter, you know, my daughter in Vegas, I said, when you wake up early in the morning and you're reaching for your phone, reach for it and dial this number. It's only like 30 minutes. It don't even go, sometimes it goes that long. It just depends on how the spirit is moving. But it's anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes, and it's worth it. I'd say it's a great way to start your day, especially with this circle that we have going, this group that we got going. You know, because we all reach for our phone when we wake up. Let's all just
right.
Well,
right.
I want to say that we all do, and maybe some that don't.
Right.
But just no,
I do
because
that's my alarm. That's my alarm. I gotta hit that alarm, hit that snooze, or whatever I'm doing with it.
Yeah,
it's definitely.
See?
Definitely.
Reaching for, you know.
But yeah, you're
just,
right.
And
when
it
everything
has to
goes
habit.
Through the phone. Nah, but you're right, though. Mm-hmm. Pretty much 80% of your shit, you know, kind of go through your phone some way or another. So, yeah, you are dealing with that phone, whether it's good or bad.
I mean, you're not going to pick your...
deal off the phone, like you say, but we do deal with it 80% probably. You know what I'm saying? I know I do. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, hey, I choose my phone over my laptop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
right
saying?
There.
My laptop ain't on the other side of the bed. This
everything right there in that
bed.
Phone.
It can be
over your
there,
life.
Absolutely.
Great.
You gotta learn that self discipline because sometimes the mighty one he'll say, "Oh, you giving that too much attention? I'll take
right.
it from
that's,
you."
Right. That's a fact.
I'm
that's a fact.
I'm just gonna fall in the water. Yeah.
And you know the cold part. That's the main thing I said I want to focus on. I want no New Year's resolution, none of that, but just discipline, period. Period.
Because
that can
Absolutely.
Mean a lot of shit, you know what I mean? A whole lot of, you know what I mean? Discipline in all
it
areas.
It changes things. It changes
yeah.
things, like just like prayer. Discipline
yes.
changes things, you know? And,
yes.
and I feel you because I have started that. Like, I don't be on my phone as much as I used to. I be in the book. I'm just
right.
reading the book more, and because that's what I said I was going to do, at least a chapter a day, you know, because as much as you spend just scrolling, you can read something that's going to feed your spirit, feed your soul.
Right. Facts.
Not nothing fiction. I mean, you can fiction sometimes, you know, but you want to get some realness in there first.
Right.
For me, I'm speaking for me. I ain't speaking for everybody, but I'm just saying if you want a good prayer, there's a number for you.
There you go.
All you got to do is remember the access code and just come on in, announce yourself, and sit back and, ooh, good say it. I'll tell you the truth. It's
there
better
you go.
Than a, it's better than a bacon and egg sandwich.
Them things can't be good. And bacon and egg sandwiches. Jesus Christ.
I know.
So why are you having to talk about
you ain't had
no,
one?
No.
Now I gotta go make a bacon and egg sandwich. Thank the Lord, I got a bacon and an egg.
He said, "Now I gotta go do it.
I gotta.
You got to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Gotta go do it.
You got to do it." Hey y'all, we'll be right back. It's the West Side Wednesdays Radio Show, 2024, first of the year. We are back, loud and clear. Queen Jean, G Lou. The cousin, Marcy, is in the building. I'ma do what I feel and do what I like.
Now here's the perfect mix to let it bubble and foam. Wait 3 seconds, then watch the microphone get blown. It's a mischievous, lyrical genius on the loose. And I pack the deuce us the map right juice. I'm in my own space and time. The elevation of my rhymes elevate your mind. It's a clear blue sky and a clear blue day. For a G from DPG to wear clear blue and gray. I come, I came, I am, I ain't the nigga you wants to fuck with. Get built like paint. Bottoms up, nigga, give it all you got. From the bottom to the top, or get shanked, get shot. Provocative footage of this lyrical abuse. Transgression from this infectious interlude. They on the loose, an unstoppable dab. My motherfucking nigga from back in the past. Now imagine yourself in the bottom of the pit with no way you're climbing now. And this ain't the punishment, deadly, it's just a crash. How should I react with intent to keep on mass strap to strap? Is this my boundary from county to county? Your homies wanna try to soak me like bounty. Dog pound gangster all day, all night. Partying like a motherfucker now all night. But simple fact, I've been wanting to serve your whole fucking crew. Now what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
Hold up your weapon, slowly stepping, caught your homie straight flipping. You shoulda known from the jump, nigga, that up tripping. I get the buck, you get the dust. Dog pound gangster gets you dripping in the cup. My performance is enormous, the way that I stay the corner. I catch him and let him have it, what's up? With my opponents, I hold it down.
one, I'll be gunned down by no one. Forever I reign, top dog number one. My rhyme is unsustainable, when dog that's untrainable, uncontainable. My mind shakes so strainable, huh? I'm a DPGC for life. I do what I feel and I do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. I do what I feel and I do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like.
I hit you like shots from the homie strap. I smoke and dope and I sip cognac. Give a fuck what your name is, I tell you quick, face to face, punk, you can eat a dick, cause you're all out of time, out of sight, out of mind. Something I wouldn't do without a nine. I got a pocket full of papers and a trunk full of beats, mashing all through the streets, rolling with some heat. I'm heated, repeated, day after day, daily survival tactics in LA. I'm on point and alert, with skills like a hunting expert. Fuck around and get hurt. I put to work like a chemist, mentally known to cause motherfucking dilemmas. See me in black and beware, it's a dog pound gangsta on the loose out there.
Now here's the kickoff as I'm about to rip off. Phrases knocking lips off, dabbling like a spitball. I hit you right between the eyes, smack dab in the middle. With my rhymes on my riddles, ain't got no time to fiddle. Battle, dibble, dabble, gotta rock like Fraggle. I'm hitting so hard that I'm leaving them snaggle. Like Leon Sphinx, this black cat got your dink. Fuck around and you'll get chipped off like the Sphinx. Think about it, better yet forget it. Play like you're bold cause you never gonna get it. The style, the flavor, the flow, the solo with hit you in a second, 1-2 my second. That's my lethal weapon like a chain and ball I'm wrecking. Stop, checking, Glock, not in my pocket. No need for cockskin, gauges, the slipping strips and ripping pages. Wages, the amazing, 12 blazing, close saving like Miroco. You can't let go, hell no. I'm that lyrical murderer, stranded on the road with my ill-type flow and
I gotta tell y'all this, man. I seen this hoe tonight, man, and she looked like she was going through some trouble. So I said, hoe, you alright? She said, yeah, I'm just hoeing through some shit right now. I'm just hoeing through some shit right now. I said, I heard that, but get your own.
Devoted my whole life to rocking mic, getting crowds lifted, put my pants on backwards cause I wanted to be different. I keep them with a grief time piece, burnt a Lucci house full of honey, sporting Gucci, cutting Gucci. I'm the man, girlfriend, luxury I swim, macadocious to the most, brown, sex and slim, set up trends, known for making dividends and millions of people jump, jump.
Now who
jump,
to be
jump.
The next nigga to step, get deleted by death, undefeated, ain't no bang to put that body to rest, chest filled with smoke, yoking niggas up by the collar, follow me cause my dollars making more sense than common, robbing you for your money and your diamonds, endangering your species, more than a woman like the BGs, no remorse, steady smoking plenty grass, let it go, and let the brat commit to be the bad
hoe. Well, baby, roll me a mic and let me smoke till I'm high, if you ever see me rock, then you know that I live and die for the things I do, slang I use, break it down mics and destroy it crew.
Well, nigga, roll me a mic and let me smoke it till I'm high, if you ever see me rock, then you know that I live and die for the things I do, slang I use, break it down mics and destroy it crew.
Got you by the sea, big party, 12 until, see I'm the daddy of the mecan at the top of the world, I chill, keep it real, my field of work consists of that, and
thuggish ass niggas saying where they keep it, just my life,
I wouldn't trade it to me, it's nothing better, waking up when I want a sporting J-Boogie, left the autograph,
bubble bath, 5-star hotels,
rolling with a click, super thick and everybody's getting
mail, take off the safety and face me, gunpowder chowder for real, the last nigga figure to ever make it off the hill, but still, rhymes rock like coke and smoke, and I'm in effect with a tech that got an infrared scope, smacking those hacking, tougher than acting, fall up in your hood, increase your brain with the Mac 10, stack in, 17s on the bin, and burn up by my thigh case these niggas want to die.
Well, baby, roll me a mic and let me smoke till I'm high, if you ever see me rock, then you know that I live and die for the things I do, slang I use, breaking down mics and destroying crew.
on, nigga, roll me your mic and let me smoke till I'm high. If you ever see me rock, then you know that I live and die for the things I do. Slang I you, breaking down mics and destroy your crew.
I want you to feel me. My whole thing is to get inside your body. I run game like my name was John Gotti, hitting hook shots like Blotty. And niggas around my way call me Little Liberace, a lady lover like no other. And I be lethal with my weapon, so they call me Danny Glover. Now who keep it hot?
We do.
See, so deaf ain't nothing but a fool ass crew.
Set up for us to be, you know, it's not set up for us to win, so, you know, all this adversity, you know, that's life, that's the life we live.
A million players, but they ain't me. Now let me tell you what the game needs. Up on the same tree. Tell me why these suckers angry. Plenty hoes, plenty foes, plenty times I rose. Never fold at the door, can't match my growth. Know they watching from a distance, they be scoping the ground. You put your faith in anything like hoes and zodiac signs. I got the key to anything, shit I could open your mind. I can't believe I took a bitch and that's my homie is crying. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, let me show you tricks of the trade. You getting happy, what attention is to get it, you pay.
Tell me why you mad, tell me why you really down bad. Let me show you how to turn it into cash, creeping through the fog. Bitch, different breed, same dog. I don't take no days off, cause I'm always
a million players, but they ain't me. Now let me tell you what the game needs. Fall up on the same tree. Tell me why these suckers angry. How we walking through the water, but he don't get wet. I wake the nation up with us and watch it taking effect. Why you lying for no reason, shit I'll never respect. It's pray that all the suckers around the world all get checked. Amen, amen, in a major way. I can fuck a week up, I can make a day. It's the principles of play, keep it on display. Got a million moves, you got a million things to say.
Tell me why you mad, tell me why you really down bad. Let me show you how to turn it into cash, creep it through the fog. Bitch, different breed, same dog. I don't take no days off, cause I'm always
a million
wrong.
Players, but they ain't me. Now let me tell you what the game needs. We ain't falling from the same tree. Tell me why these suckers angry.
Ain't nobody done this before. Heal it up, better pay my rock. Try to put them up, but they don't know. Game trigger, baby, what you came for. Put it down for the city and the O. Heal it up, better pay my rock.
Yeah, one day I was chilling on a Rambian spruce. 40 in my hand and it's time to get loose. Got my Nikes on my FEMA t-shirt and black khakis. I heard a horn blowing, looked up in the jacket. Shine was chilling in the passenger seat. She stepped up out the bus and started dancing in the street. Now Shine looked at fresh and it wasn't no joke. She had on the fresh khakis that was sport to look. Now that was popping when he came up from behind. He got off throwing up his favorite gang sign. Here come little slug from the maple block. Moving on the handlebars, ready to rock. And now my pocket's getting bigger because of all these niggas. I got the 38 and I'm about to pull the trigger. Look up at the corner and who did I see? Wayne, it's little man, Pot Nuke. The shot came rolling up on a little scooter. Looking for a Mac so he can light the side hooter. I told him I didn't have it, but yet I went to grab it. I lit it up, I hit it up, and now I'm dragging. Wayne took a hit, Pot took a puff. Nuke is kind of choking and I'm fucked up. The 40 ounces in me, so I busted in the pool. I'm never getting credit because I'm just a fool. The sun's going down and now it's night. My posse goes chillin' and we're feeling alright. We heard a lot of noise and it sounded like a rally. Booming ass sounds coming out of Stern Mouth. So we all jumped up and we started to stroll. A young nigga like this, we could take control. The DEA posse, so people walk in shoes. And if you wanna join, but you gotta pay your dues. We got up to the alley and everything was sealed. It was just making that dollar bill. We came down and she sat on the stairs. I stood up,
fucked up. Now I put a 20, inch full of 20, say fuck it. Super Socko and Jen, now everybody's getting in the twilight zone. Head upstairs, they getting his head on. Next on the steps, and he's trying to bag. No belt in his khaki, he's doing me that bag. Now here comes Dick with a $20 bag, but he can't roll a joke cause he ain't got the zig bag. I looked up at my watch and said, 10:28, you better rush the liquor store before it's too late. So he went up to the studio and he got the zag. Came back walking with my homeboy Taz. The nigga came over, he was looking for a ride. Running from the police, he didn't have no place to hide. I saw up on my face when I gave him the beer. I'm feeling like a villain and I got no fear. Now Tony Lane came and he said he was bored. Eating up the chips that he got from the store. I said, I'm bored too, so what's up with that? Wayne said, is anybody down to jack? Now I can get the AK, you can get the pump, but I don't want to do this cause I ain't a chump. Now Mike said, Dave, which one do you choose? I told him I could take the 38 and you can have the ooze. But before we could jet and be on our way, some niggas rolled up and they was ready to spray. Running real slow, they turned off the light. Wait, until the time was right. A fool jumped out all dressed in gas. Got him in a check. The niggas tried to jet, but they couldn't get far. Cause Mike had the Uzi and he aimed it for the car. Now that's how it's done and we do it good. Just another day in my low out hood. So all y'all remember that we can't be stopped. What's the name of my hood?
Hey, what's going on? It's Westside Wednesdays. It's the G. Lou Show. You know, we about to put some women in the mix. It's your girl CMG from the Conscious Daughters. Let's go. You know what it is. It's a funky expedition, baby.
Yay. We are back. And, you know, that's another show. 2024, first episode of the year. We are back, Westside Wednesdays Radio. Queen Jean, G. Lou, Cousin Marcy up in here making a special appearance tonight. Queen Jean.
Yes. Those 2 hours went by quick.
It did. I missed Blog Talk though a little bit. So, I mean, we talked about it already. But 2020 and 2024, how are we ending the show and then going on into 2024? Try to make that rhyme.
Well,
continue going in 2024.
I'll just say this: God knows what you need, when you need, and who you need for every season of your life. He has everything prepared for you. You have to relax and trust him. You have to have mustard seed faith. Stay out of the way. Sometimes you got to go sit in silence, quiet your mind. That's meditation. If you don't meditate. Meditation is amazing.
Right.
If you just know how to, you have to know how to quiet your mind and just sit there. You don't have to sit like Russell Simmons sit to meditate, but if you can, it works for you, then do it. But, you know, but meditation is a wonderful thing, and prayer is the most powerful thing can really incorporate in your life, like for real. You know, pray. Throughout the day, you don't have to just pray in the morning. You can pray throughout the whole day. And it's
right,
one of the most
right.
Rewarding things that you can.
Facts.
Are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just saying facts, trying to cover for you. I don't know what you got going on.
I was, wow. I'm not going to even say what I was doing. It's kind of crazy. I was trying.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to bring up the prayer number so I can give it out, and I was going to my contacts, and I actually called it. They're not on now because it's like, you know, it's on a certain time. But that's what I wanted to say to the people, you know, just stay out the way and just, you know, let God do what God needs to do. And I'm sending you all love and light with prayers, positive energy. We are getting ready to go into the weekend. We do have one. But tomorrow's Friday, tomorrow's Thursday, the Tweet Cadillac show, and then we have our Friday show, me and Cousin Marcy. So, yeah.
That's right.
That's about it. You know, peace, love, Ashe. Thank God when you wake up in the morning. Don't forget to thank God for waking you up in the morning, especially if you got your mobility, you got your vision, you got your hearing, you got all seven senses. Say, ooh, thank you, God.
Yeah. Queen, here you go. So, Cousin always got your back. The number, people, 720, the prayer number. Pray until something happens. 720-708-1230. Okay? Access code 169-1066. Prayer call is at 8 a.m. Thank y'all for letting me sit with you all. I'm so happy y'all back. That's what I want more in 2024. Cousin Marcy.
Thank you. And it's at 8 a.m. West East Coast, but 5 a.m. West Coast. And thank you so much, Queen Cousin. I appreciate that. So, yeah. Let's stay prayed up, y'all. Let's stay prayed up. Mm-hmm.
Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. We love you all. Thank you for another great year. We're starting off this new year, so we got an all-new year of G Lou show, everything in between it, you know what I mean? Great things coming from these great ladies here. We plan on having a great year. So thank you everyone who's been riding with us all this time and continue to support this platform. We appreciate it and we love you. And you guys have a great 2024. And always, like I say, I ain't gonna stop saying it. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. But I'm gonna switch that to 1 day without prayer makes 1 week. You know what I mean?
You know,
so do it today, do it tonight, do it in the morning. It don't matter how many times. You know what I mean? What'd you say, Queen?
I said, you know, say that, because I said that earlier, that 1 day without prayer will make you weak. And here you come confirming it, you know, like, yes.
Well,
so say that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
That's a big fact.
Yep. Okay. Big facts,
all
y'all.
All right, well, much love.
Shout out
to
everyone out there. We love y'all. See y'all next time. Westside Wednesdays, first of the year. We love you. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, everyone down with the whole G Lou family. We love you all the supporters, loved ones, friends, family. Peace and love you all. We'll see you guys next time, I guess Friday, on Flashback Fridays with the Queens, the Berkeley Queens. We love y'all. We out of here like last year, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Peace.